USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament, and to have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020, the 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The top Democrat in the U.S. House says of President Donald Trump,
how would I describe him? I think that he describes himself on a daily basis. I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
In an interview that aired on CBS's 60 Minutes last night, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also said the Democratic Party, despite the feelings of some members, remains a party of moderates.
I do reject socialism as an economic system. If people have that view, that's their view. That is not the view of the Democratic Party.
An Alabama man is badly wounded and a baby girl recovering after a gun in a diaper bag accidentally goes off as the man's changing the baby's diaper in the parking lot of a Chuck E. Cheese pizza store in Birmingham on Saturday. Elite runners from around the world are lacing up for the upcoming 123rd Boston Marathon today. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Still more Democrats joining the run for the White House. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election. In Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns, but he said he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
And it's tax day 2019, but if you haven't started or aren't finished with your taxes, there's hope. If you're in a crunch, you can file for an extension by filing Form 4868 on IRS.gov. You get an automatic six-month extension, though you're still supposed to pay what you owe to avoid any penalty. We're at USARadio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.